Hello.
Hello, this is Anita returning your call from customer service. How can I assist you today?
Anita, I would like to know when I'm getting my full refund back from what was called a bait and switch scam.
What's your zip code?
16627.
What's your first and last name?
William K-U-H-N, Kuhn.
Yes, sir. Looks like you had the meal plan, which is $39.87.
Yes, and that was a bait and switch because I thought I was ordering something else. I didn't order no meal plan.
Yes, sir. Well, it looks like you just called today and had that offer canceled. So you have to allow it 3 to 5 business days from today, not including the weekend.
And I will receive a full refund, right?
Looks like 75%.
No, I want the full refund or else I'm calling the police.
Excuse me, sir.
Yes, I'll be calling the police if I don't get a full refund.
Well, sir, it shows here that you agreed to the 75% refund.
No, I did not agree to the 70%.
75%.
I did not agree to 75%.
Well, sir, I'm unable to stop a transaction once it's already being processed.
Well, I have a dispute with my credit card company.
Well, you will have to call them in regards of that refund.
No, I would like a full refund instead of having to go through all that.
So did you file the dispute or did you not?
I did file a dispute.
Okay, well, sir, the only thing we can do is process that 75% refund and allow your bank to do the rest.
It's not my bank. It's my credit card. And if I don't get the full 100% refund, I will be calling the police department.
Yes, sir, I do understand. Is there anything else that I can assist you with today?
Because this was a bait-and-switch situation. This was a scam.
Yes, sir. Is there anything else that I can
get you? Yes, I would like your word that I'm going to get a 100% refund.
Yes, sir. You will be receiving a refund.
Of 100%?
Of 75%.
Ma'am, I told you. It's a bait and switch situation. It was a fraud scam.
So what you have to do, sir, is wait for that 75% to come and then call back for your other 30.
Now, you're saying I'm only getting 70% now.
No,
to get
I said
another
75.
30. But you're saying to call back to get the other 30%. What are you trying to say? I will be calling my local police department about this matter.
Yes, sir, I understand.
I did not order no meal plan. Do you understand that? Ma'am?
Yes, sir.
I did not order no meal plan.
Sir, I understand. However, being that the refund is already taken transaction, I cannot go about and cancel it. You will have to wait until you receive the refund. Then you may call back and ask for the other 30.
And I want your word that I'm going to get a 100% refund.
Yeah, after you call back for the other 30%, you will.
Ma'am, I don't think you're getting my drift. You know, fraud is against the law.
Sir, I didn't fraud you.
Well, you're frauding me out of 25 or 30%, ma'am.
No, sir. This is what you agreed to, sir. 75%.
I did not agree to nothing. I agreed to order a Dyson vacuum cleaner. And that was a bait and switch. Oh, it's a big joke. I can hear you smirking in the back.
No, sir, I'm not smirking at all. I'm not doing anything, actually. I'm just looking at your account, reviewing over what has transpired.
Then you put into my account that I get a 100% refund of what it was that was supposed to have been ordered that I was not ordering. I was ordering a Dyson vacuum cleaner, and it switched me to a meal plan that I had no idea that it was doing. And I think you already know what it did.
Well, sir, it shows here that it was declined. The transaction was declined, so, or canceled, rather.
No, yesterday I called because I found out what it was that it was ordered, that I canceled the script. Okay. I will be calling my local police department, or the state troopers, actually. I get the state involved.
Well, sir, either way, you still have to allow 3 to 5 business days.
Well, if I don't receive a 100% refund, I am calling the local state police.
Yes, sir, I understand. Thank you so much for calling customer service. You enjoy.